Hello, everybody. This is Antibody here with Team Zenotic, and we are doing yet another interview. This one's a good one. Joining me today is SmileScythe. Thank you for joining me.
Hi. Thanks for inviting me. I feel honored to be in your presence.
Hey, at least I get to say Antibody here, just in person, just for you.
Yes, that's wonderful.
For those of you who don't know, SmileScythe is the person who compiled all of my introductions to my commentary videos into one hilarious MP3 that's available. So search for it. It cracks me up every time. So we've never talked before. Tell the community and me a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I'm just a guy from Finland. Been playing Quake since forever and stuff. But more importantly, how are you doing these days?
I'm doing good. It's just getting to be springtime. I have to shovel no more snow, so that's always a plus.
So everything is nice and quiet.
Nice and quiet right now. Indeed. I have the house to myself besides my giant dog here.
Good. How's the young one? You're still feeding her, right?
Yes. 3 times a day I try to feed. You know, sometimes I forget, but no. On the majority, I think she eats all right.
Well, yeah, she'll be all right. Just let her do what kids do, you know.
Which means spending money and eating food.
Contributing to the society, maintaining order in the neighborhood.
Beating me in duels, you know, stuff like
that. Yeah, stuff that normal kids do.
You know, every other, you know, developer's kid. That's what they aspire to be. So you mentioned Quake. So how long did you play Quake before getting into Zenotic?
I think like 10 years, probably. Maybe a little bit longer.
So what was it that drew you to Zenotic then?
I just pumped into it somehow. I'm not really sure. It was probably through Nexus, or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, the old school, the older version.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you get right into dueling, or were you active in other game modes beforehand?
Well, I think I started with, like, basic deathmatch, FFA or whatever it's called. I just jumped into random servers where there was players, you know.
And so how did you find yourself increasing in skill? Was it quick, or was it pretty rough for you?
Well, it was pretty rough. At start, I think I was pressured by players by, like, Mosepo and Timo. They wanted me to play in their team. So they got me into practicing duel. And I think that's where all the shit went down.
I understand. So, how did you approach the duel scene? Like, what were your first steps?
Well, I think my first steps was that I was basically just hanging around in the public servers, and then, you know, Mosepo came around and he dragged me into the scene.
So, for this upcoming World Cup, do you have any particular strategies that you're working on?
Not really. However, I kind of practice games with various players like Nimbus, and I think I've played some games with Splat recently. And what I basically do, I just disable the match timer.
Really? Tell me a little bit more about that. So how does that help?
I'm not sure if it really helps in the long run, but I've noticed that when I have it on, I mean off, that I kind of focus on how the opponent, you know, how he behaves during the game. So I never know when it's like 1 minute left or if it's like mid game, but I notice like when it's coming close to the end, they kind of get nervous, and you notice all kinds of interesting things when you're not following the duration of time.
So give me an example.
Well, you know, they get nervous. They usually get nervous when it's like 1 minute left and you're leading. They want to get as much damage done to you as possible.
Right.
So it's easy to notice that, even though you don't know what the actual time is, but you notice how they behave.
So is this more of gathering data about your opponent, or are you kind of doing self-observation during this time? When the timer's off, you're noticing all these things. What do you adjust when the timer comes back on?
Well, I just do it for the lulz. I don't know what it's for, what end I'm really doing it.
Hey, that's okay too. Fun can be an end.
Yes.
So, of the map pool, which maps are you happiest about in the pool?
Well, Fuse. Fuse. That's
and,
all.
And what do you like about Fuse?
I like the mega health. It's a good place to trap people in.
Okay. So, tell me, you mentioned you've been playing like Splat. Have you done any practice matches with any of the other top duelers out there?
Yeah, I did play with Mosepo, like when he all of a sudden became active again. I think I demotivated him once again.
Wow, so was this recently?
About like a month ago, I think.
Oh, okay, I see. Because as far as I know, he has been in retirement, relaxing on his beach house, you know, having mojitos by the beachside.
Yeah, he's been playing Counter-Strike.
Oh, shame.
He's slacking off.
Tell him to come back home. His parents miss him.
Yeah, I will.
So, you almost always on the forums, you're talking about the relatively underpowered server or the machine that you play on. Tell us a little bit about your hardware specs.
My hardware specs. They're shit.
Like toaster shit or more like microwave shit?
More like potato shit. You know, it's one of those boxes that you find in, you know, schools and offices. You know, those, they have all these weird parts that only fit into this one particular sized box.
I see. I actually purchased a machine in Ranzanotic on it years ago that I had literally purchased from a high school for like $100, and it was a Dell Optiplex, and it had like so many unique Optiplex parts to it. So it was its own little creation.
Yeah, I think like only parts that I've been able to change in this one is the memory. Rest of the pieces are just, you know, they're from Mars.
I see. So how about your desk setup? So are you a person with like a lot of clear area on your desk, or I kind of feel like you have a very small centimeters to 360 degree turn in game?
Yeah, it's 5 centimeters, and my mouse pad, it's, I think it's smaller than what most people have.
And do you do anything with zooming in the game? Because I remember having a conversation with you, I mean, it must have been like 2 years back, about how you can have essentially 2 sensitivities, one when you're in zoom and one when you're just at your regular FOV.
Well, yeah, I think that's like a default setting in Xenotic. When you zoom in, the foe, that field of vision closes in and your sensitivity kind of adjusts to it. So yeah, I haven't really done anything particular about it.
Okay, how about any other settings? Do you do anything else that's kind of not default?
Well, yeah, my game looks like shit. I've turned off all the graphics and I can't see through warp zones because I've disabled the OpenGL effects. And, you know, it's a disaster.
Well, you seem to be doing fine with it, unless somebody... So if somebody picks, like, Stormkeep, for example, are you changing your settings before you go in and play that match?
Well, only thing I do is that I never really stand in front of the warp zones. I've kind of become used to the, you know... Because I can't see through the warp zones, so I don't just uselessly stand in front of them and get shot from people. Yeah.
So let's talk about you as a player. How would you characterize yourself? Are you a very aggressive player or a very defensive player? Where are you on the spectrum?
I would say I'm a very submissive player. I like to be whipped.
But you don't often get whipped, so how do you reconcile that?
Yeah, that's a problem.
You're just looking for somebody to force you into submission, eventually.
Yes.
That person hasn't happened to come along, so you keep waiting. So hopefully, you know, you'll keep waiting, as, you know, we like to have you around.
Yeah, I think eventually if like, Cirrus or, you know, Zero Cool played more often, then maybe it could happen more often. But, you know, Zero Ghoul ditches time to time. And I don't know, Cirrus has some potential.
So, let's talk about tactics. So what tactics have you found yourself using nowadays versus when you started dueling?
Well, back in the day, I didn't really have any tactics. I think I was just being plain aggressive and picking up items as they showed up. I think today that's kind of still the case.
So what advice would you give to yourself of 5 years ago?
Well, I think I would tell myself to learn to use Krylink.
Channel the Mirio.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, how about your opponents? So, what opponents are you most looking forward to in this cup that's coming up?
Well, I think Cirrus or Nimbus, he's gonna be... I think his playstyle is pretty much similar to mine. So it's gonna be very irritating to play against him. So I think I'm looking I'm not looking forward to playing against him at all.
Okay. So, any parting thoughts to the community?
Parting thoughts. Well, that's the question. Sometimes you just have to drop the big question.
So what's the big question?
Where is Waldo now?
Well, we have Waldi. We have a Waldi. It's close.
Yeah, but what if you can't find him? Because, you know, he was in a crowd and he was twerking with his upper body bent downwards.
See, I usually identify him by his colorful nick. It's like red and white. So when he twerks, it, you know, sets out a blur in the crowd. So, you know, boom, there's Waldi.
Yeah, is he wearing his usual red striped sweater?
I mean, who knows? I think Waldi may be German. I can't quite recall. But maybe he chooses to wear his German colors anyway. And watch people like, no, he's Austrian. The last time I made a guess about somebody's nationality, I was like woefully wrong. So my apologies to Waldi if I have chosen your wrong country of origin.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But at least I know you're from Finland. You're here. You're going to be participating. We all look forward to watching your games this weekend.
What are you talking about? I'm from Sweden.
No, you said Finland at the beginning.
No, I'm from Sweden.
Oh God, then I'm an idiot. See?
Yes. Shame on you.
Shame on me. This is how I can never remember timers and duels.
Shit.
Yeah. So, but either way, thank you very much for talking with me, Smile Scythe. Best wishes.
Yeah,
in the tournament.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. You've done me more favors than I think you're aware yourself.
Yeah, I like helping out the community. This, let me just say one thing. So here's my parting thoughts to the community. I want to say thank you to you all for humoring me and watching my silly little videos and listening to my interviews. But even more importantly, pushing me forward in this game. So I've basically learned how to program in Python because of Xenotic, and now my full-time job is in Python, so I'll let you connect the dots there. That's how important this game and this community is to me.